This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Donald Trump has authorized what he called significant new sanctions against Turkey, even as Turkish forces continued their assault on Kurdish positions in northeastern Syria. Mnuchin said the United States is not activating the sanctions at this time, but would if Turkey goes too far.
These are very powerful sanctions. We hope we don't have to use them, but we can shut down the Turkish economy if we need to.
The Treasury Secretary said President Trump is concerned about Turkey's potential targeting of civilians in Kurdish areas. Meanwhile, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey would not stop its operation against the YPG militia, no matter what anyone says. Turkey intensified its air and artillery strikes in northeast Syria Friday, escalating its offensive against Kurdish military forces. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine is on Capitol Hill for a closed-door deposition with committees working on the House impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. AP's Jennifer King has more.
In an opening statement obtained by the Associated Press, Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, told congressional lawmakers that the State Department was pressured by President Trump to remove her from her position. In the statement, she said she was abruptly recalled in May. She described her reaction as incredulous that the government had chosen to remove her, quote, based as best I can tell on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives, unquote. She said she was told by an official that there had been a concerted campaign against her and that Trump had pressured officials to remove her for almost a year. Lawmakers are questioning Yovanovitch as part of an impeachment investigation into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Jennifer King, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has voiced optimism as the United States and China continued trade talks Friday amid anticipation of at least a partial deal that could prevent a tariff escalation. The president tweeted on Friday morning, "Good things are happening at China trade talk meeting. Warmer feelings than in recent past, more like the old days." A current 25% levy on $250 billion of Chinese goods is set to rise to 30% next week. A second set of taxes of 15% on more than $150 billion in goods is set to go into place on December 15th. China has signaled retaliation if the U.S. follows through on those tariff increases. Sticking points in the trade dispute between the world's two largest economies include forced technology transfer, theft of intellectual property rights, and other non-tariff barriers. The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Reuters correspondent Megan Ravel reports.
The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, lauded for his deal last year with Eritrea, which ended two decades of hostility.
In Ethiopia, even if much work remains, Abiy Ahmed has initiated important reforms that give many citizens hope for a better life and a brighter future.
Abiy took office in April 2018 after his predecessor resigned, following 3 years of protest and unrest. He's since been praised for pushing Ethiopia towards new democratic freedoms. But rights groups say more needs to be done to heal wounds after years of government repression.
Megan Ravel of Reuters. Los Angeles authorities say 100,000 people have been ordered to evacuate their homes, and two people have died because of wildfires sweeping the area of Southern California. News reports say an 89-year-old woman died when fire swept through a mobile home park about 115 kilometers east of Los Angeles. That fire started when the driver of a garbage truck that had caught fire dumped his burning load nearby. Captain Fernando Herrera with the Cala Mesa Fire Department says the fire started by the side of the road and spread quickly.
Due to the Santa Ana wind influx, obviously this fire just completely went out of control and started just eating up vegetation as fast as the eye could see.
Another man died Thursday night from a cardiac arrest as he spoke with firefighters fighting another blaze about 32 kilometers north of Los Angeles. The fires are being pushed along by high Santa Ana winds. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.